Air quality officials issue code orange health notice. Air quality officials issued a health notice today for air pollution in the Charlotte, Hickory and Triad metropolitan areas on Thursday, as well as ridge tops near Asheville. Forecasters have predicted code orange conditions, which means that air quality in these areas is likely to be unhealthy for sensitive groups. This forecast means people who are sensitive to air pollution should avoid moderate exertion outdoors in the afternoon. Sensitive groups include children who are active outside, people who work or exercise outdoors, and those with asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, and other respiratory ailments. Caraco Pharmaceutical Laboratories Limited announces FDA approval to market generic Mobic. Caraco's meloxicam tablets is the generic equivalent of Boehringer Ingelheim's Mobic, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, which is indicated for the relief of the signs and symptoms of osteoarthritis. Caraco has two strengths available, 7.5 mg and 15 mg tablets. Daniel H. Movens, Caraco's chief executive officer, said, "We are pleased to gain this approval and have another product to market, adding value to our portfolio of products we market in the U.S. A federal blight of cherry farmers. It has been just about 8 months since the Food and Drug Administration sent certified letters to 29 cherry farmers and distributors, most of them in Michigan, warning them they were overdoing their online claims about the health benefits of tart cherries. Using data provided by their industry trade association to help position tart cherries as less of a pie filling and more of a health food, the farmers and distributors had posted on their website studies and customer testimonials that the fruit in concentrated form helps counter gout, arthritis, and diabetes and may help prevent cancer. Pharmaceutical biotechnology industry lobbies seek increased funds for FDA. Pharmaceutical and biotechnology industry lobbyists hope to convince lawmakers to provide more funds to FDA to help reduce review times for new medications and ensure their safety. The Boston Globe reports, part of the motivation for the effort involves a bill that senators Edward Kennedy and Michael Enzi plan to introduce this summer. The Globe reports, among other provisions, the legislation likely would require pharmaceutical and biotech companies to pay higher user fees to cover the cost of increased oversight of prescription drug safety.